Not bad.
Alright.
Alright, let's slap a number on it.
This is episode 268.
Right. So Slappercast, weekly podcast with Blackguards 268. We are heading northbound to a place called Little Rock, Arkansas. Or as it's known by our friends in Tennessee, Little Teste, Arkansas. We're going to a place called the Hibernia Irish Tavern with Jerry Ward slinging the beers and barking the orders tonight. We are, 1217 Stone Walls of the Grass of Green. We're heading towards a little place called Henderson, Texas, which is just south of Longview. And still too close to Oklahoma, in my opinion, but that's just me. If you look closely, I don't think you can close up with this, but I'm wearing Sensaphonic in-ears. That's why I'm shouting. So we just had, thanks to Contrabalance, we've just had our Sensaphonic ear molds, thank you, delivered today. Two ears. They are snug. God, they feel good. So we've been using Shure in-ears for the last while and having a great time with them, but my ear canals are so tiny and they're so up front. No body part jokes. That they fall out. You would make any kind of, any kind of mouth motion and your ears are gone. They pop out. And then you're left with nothing because it's, anyway. So, Contrabalance in the Woodlands, Texas, gifted us brand new ear molds from Sensaphonics. And I just tried them all. We just got them in the post and I put them in the ear holes and they feel so good. They feel so good. I'm so happy. So we're going to have our little review tonight afterwards. And it's just gorgeous day. What's it? 75 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. We're going to go up and do some serious rock and roll tonight in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yep.
So, and for our friends that don't live in Texas, I want you to see something here real quick. Take a look at this road. This is 75 miles an hour. That's a suggestion. We're doing 85 right now. But beautiful, smooth roads, great trees, and, mediocre coffee. Thanks, Jesus. What?
It was good. I liked it.
No, it wasn't good coffee.
It was good.
No, it wasn't.
I thought you were going to say it was okay.
Nah, it's not good. I'm still trying to choke it down.
There's no flavor. But
thank you, Chad. For the coffee.
You just upset about the Bavarian cream thing.
Not in the slightest.
Cut
the
clip.
Not the slightest. I'm not. No.
See what I did there?
Hi, how are you?
Glazed blueberry.
Oh, glazed blueberry?
Yeah, absolutely. I will not waver. Blueberry is the way to go. Which one's more popular, the Boston cream or the blueberry glaze?
Blueberry glaze.
Just so you know, stop the steal, bro. Stop the steal.
What? Okay.
Blueberry.
Blueberry?
Oh, man, it feels so good right now. Yeah, well, we are going to do that one again. There's no question.
Oh, my God.
I was delighted with it, too, because...
Sorry.
Elmo, can you shut up for a second? I can't fucking hear. I need those earplugs again. I was delighted with it, because she was doing the grabbing the wrong donut, and I didn't even notice until you said that.
Yeah.
And I was going, sweetheart, derecho, derecho, izquierda, no, derecho. And she was, so there was definitely some, I've never even heard of Bavarian, I've never had a Bavarian cream. That's why I was like, how the fuck is that?
Yeah, maybe they call it something else here or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But then I didn't even see the Boston cream side because it was erased.
That's what sparked me, because this is what happened. She gave me the wrong.
Yes.
I went, that's not the right donut in my bag. I'm like, and then I looked up, and that's when I saw the faded, wiped off kind of Boston cream sign. And I was like,
the sign.
And I immediately grabbed my phone because I go, oh, this is about to go down.
Yeah. Like, when she grabbed that wrong donut, you made a face.
Yeah.
Because she grabbed the wrong. I was like. And then I was thinking, oh, that's... But then if you notice, the Boston Cream sign was nearly erased, and there was no sign for the blueberry.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
Right.
Just in one single sentence. So I was like, this is all strange. So that's fine. And I'm delighted that you did that. I really am. That was good. But we are going to do it again. It's not going to be in Cleveland, fucking Texas, where they can't even make coffee. So.
Oh, come on, dude.
No, I'm absolutely.
It won in real America. That's all I'm saying.
It absolutely won. It absolutely won there. No question. No question.
Everybody heard that.
No question. There's not even a thing. Because that's why when I was looking at her doing that, I was like, this is all strange.
Yeah, it started to go downhill real quick. I was like, what's happening?
Yes. No question. It won. There's no question. So we're in a place called. Where are we?
Dieball.
It's just Dieball. Yeah. That kids, if you're not from Texas, that's a real place. Dibolll, but pronounced Dieball.
Dieball.
Yes.
Oh, there's right, right there.
Oh, and last night, T-Bone Tom's Kima. Wow.
Good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lauren running the food out to us and cooking the food. And, oh, my God, it was so good. T-Bone Tom's, for those that don't know, is the pride and joy of Kima, Texas. The bridge is now finished, the 146. There's a bypass bridge now that goes over Kima. Why would you want to go over Kima? Always stop in Kima. And then a fun night last night too. We had Jeff Sarwin, the manager. He came out and greeted us as he always does. Always a delight to see him. And Reagan closed the night out there, and we had just a great time.
Yes,
just a really, really fun interactive crowd. We had some friends of ours from Ireland show up.
Yeah.
And that came on the tour with us from Ireland, from here. But just so great to see everybody and to see the Blagger tour sheets, the tour shirts at these events is tremendous.
Yeah.
We have brand new shirts and they are exquisite. Well, one of my favorite designs.
Yeah.
And thanks to Lori Valenti Buell, we have not many left.
Speaking of all the shirts, we did mention this. We talked briefly about Bernhard last episode. When we were setting up there, we saw a lot of people in the audience wearing shirts from all different eras of the band and stuff. And I was like, this is cool. Because we've been building up a following at Bernhard. There was a guy sitting out there with clearly a very old Blagger shirt. And I was like, wow, that's an old one.
The original.
And then somebody came up and said, hey, can you give a shout out to Rick and Sherry? They're old fans of yours. They met at one of your earliest shows. They got married. They've been together ever since. And then Rick actually came up on his own to say hi. And that's when I saw he was literally wearing the very first shirt that we ever printed.
Wow.
With just the Blaggards logo, no Stidars Rock.
Yeah.
No big B, no big S. And that was the way we did the first shirt. But then people complained that we didn't say Stidars Rock on it, so we printed it again. So there's only one shirt that only has the logo, no bells or whistles. And he was wearing it. You could tell it was like fucking, 18 years old.
That's true.
It was all faded. So that's pretty cool.
How's that dude that was kind of.
Yeah, stays left.
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Rick.
He did look familiar too. Yeah. He came up and was like, I do remember you.
Yeah. And our friends from Galveston came out last night, the band that we played with in Huntsville.
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't see that until afterwards.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I talked to them, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Symblem.
They are
fantastic,
tremendous band out of Galveston, Texas. Mm-hmm. So Turbo, what shoes are you wearing, Turbo? Vratam. Look at that. So tell us a little bit about Vratam shoe wear. Footwear. Shoes don't wear shoes.
Footwear. They're a performance shoe, and so they do focus on musicians, drumming especially, but. They do focus across the board on a lot of musicians.
Musicians and drummers is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, okay. The people who hang out with musicians.
Hey!
Elmo reporting. I don't even care. That was awesome.
I can't. It was right. I just taken my ear, my brand new earmolds out, and you're going, I was like, God damn it. Give me this.
Sorry. No, I like it. I the height of the shoe, it's just a little bit taller than what I'm used to been wearing. And so what I like about it is I can turn my seat up, basically two turns, and I'm in a better position where I'm still feeling the pedals, where I don't feel like I'm hitting it prematurely.
Yeah.
And so it's taking all the pressure off my hips. And so usually what happens is we go do a long run of shows, by the time we get to the end of it, I have a little soreness in my hips. And since I've had these shoes, gone. No soreness.
Wow. So you're talking about the drum throne, you actually raise it up?
Yep, I can just pull it up just a little bit more, because usually I put the height based on where I want to feel the pedal, like the initial pedal. And, you know, I don't know if that's the ergonomical way to do it, but it's always been the way that I've done it. And so with this, it allows me to sit up a little bit taller, and I can bring the kit up just every, I just kind of lifted everything up.
But you were also saying something when you first got on. I remember after the first show that you said something about the soles of your feet were a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, because I'm so used to wearing, you know, Vans or Chucks, like
cheap shit,
flat shoes. And so what happens is it's a little bit different. And so I know, you know, you're a little bit more flat, where these ones, I've got a little more support. And so, you know, it's an athletic shoe.
Yeah.
And so. And they're cool as shit. They're cool looking.
They look good. That's what,
you know, that's what I like about it. I wear them every day. I know. So I have a pair that I wear just non-drumming. I wear them all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And,
can we see them again? Look at that. Show the bottom. I like it because it's got that retro. It's got that old
kind of look to it.
Retro look, but they don't look like that cheap shit.
Yeah.
You know?
They've got a handful of styles.
Yeah.
So these are their 3 series. This 3 series. And so if people want to check them out, you can go to shop.vratim.com.
V-R-A-T-I-M?
Yep, V-R-A-T-I-M.
Let's put a link on there. Can we?
Yeah.
Editor-in-chief. Editor-in-chuff.
I have a discount code for people. If they want to get something, that we can, I can give them that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put it on there. Let's put it on there.
Yeah.
So let's go crazy. I know what the number is, but let's give it a rating from 1 to 10.
For a shoe?
Yeah.
Right now I'm 10. Hard 10. I'm just in love with it. I mean,
And also, you know, we knew you for 2 years before you got the deal with Radom, you know, that you were pretty consistently wearing the same stuff, you know, and it wasn't.
I've worn the same shoe for so long.
Yeah. And then, but then these never came out. I was waiting to see if there'd be one day where
I switch back.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this is I was at an SJC event. And I wasn't even like,
SJC is the drums that you use exclusively. Yes.
Yeah, we were down in California and they had all these SJC drummers there. And I wasn't like, oh, I want to get something. I want to get a pair of shoes. I was talking to a guy, his name is Patrick. And I just asked him, I go, hey, man, what do you wear when you drum? You know, I'm like, man, I just wanted to pick his brain with it and see what he thought. And he's like, oh, man, you got to try this out. And he's the one who pointed me in this direction. He's like, man, you'll love these. And I was kind of explaining to him, you know, kind of what I've always worn this, I've always been this way, and I got to do something different. And so that's how that started. So, and the next thing I reached out to him, and they were like, hey, try these out, and if you like them, let's chat. And so, you know, I told him, I was like, man, I go through shoes pretty extensively. I tend, you know, last year in 2022, I had 5 pairs of shoes just from touring that I blew through, because I'll punch holes through the bottoms of them because I'm constantly on those pedals.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's really my testament on these shoes, to see how long they last.
Yeah.
Now, I've changed out shoes once, but that's only because I just wanted to, you know, I have extras. So.
Yeah. Radom have been really generous to you.
Oh, yeah.
In their merchandise. I mean, they sent you a ton of stuff.
Yeah, they're really cool. And it's not just shoes, too. They got, you know, all kinds of other swag. So,
T-shirts, obviously.
You know, I got a new big bag from them. And so,
do they do sweatpants? Do you know? Can we ask you that?
I don't think they do. I'll have to ask them.
All right.
They do make beanies.
Ooh.
So I was like, man, when are we going to do some beanies?
Yeah.
But,
wait, you're not being racist right now, right?
No.
Okay.
Stop it. But it was, it's been great. And then Thomas, the owner, awesome guy. And
also more super awesome.
Super rad awesome. Super rad. Absolutely. Check. Man, I've been spoiled. They're just, they're really, it's, like I said, I go, when we first talked, I'm like, man, look, I'm not looking for free stuff, man. I'm looking for a solution with this. And it worked out.
And also, when here's the thing. Here's the difference between what we're doing and the guys that are calling up for free stuff. back when I used to work with Diamond Guitars and Amplifiers out of Houston, Texas, the stories I heard firsthand of the emails and phone calls and smoke signals and telexes and telegrams and carrier pigeon shit that people would send them to say, you know, I want free guitars, I want free amps. And it's the most, it's the second most annoying thing in the whole entire world. The first being somebody shouting out Freebird at a show. Oh. It shouldn't even bother me. It's just, I just can't believe that you have half a brain cell more than a fucking cabbage to shout that out. So, that's off my chest. Thank you.
I feel better.
The difference is when you, the player, calls, you know, a business and you're saying, hey, I want to work with you. You know, we're not calling Music Stand International and asking them for free music stands because we're never going to use a fucking music stand. We're calling people that we want to grow with and to showcase their stuff. If it's worthy, you know, if it's something that we can use. I don't mean worthy, is it? Just if it's something, if it works for us and we can promote you, yes, we're all in. There was a band that we played with a few years back, and they had no less than 30 or 40 different items on their website, you know, sponsored by, and great. I don't ever want to be in that. I don't ever want to be in that category. You know,
I think these companies are not used to it because they don't quite. It takes a minute for them to believe you, which is fair. But it's like, yeah.
Well, you can't go throwing your shit away either.
Yeah, it takes a second for them to go, oh, he's gonna be different. You know, it's like, man, I don't need the free T-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that.
Right? No. And I don't need the badge on my website.
Cheers.
Yeah. But SJC Fratterman, and who else? What's the sleeve company that we're using?
Sleeve washers.
Sleeve washers.
Oh my God! So this is like the.
Explain what they are. As
so
well,
these are a washer design that they go on your drum lugs, and so when your
drum lugs are the.
These are the bolts.
Nuts. Yeah, the
bolts, yes. That basically go on the rim of the drum that you tighten to tune the drum head, top and bottom. I'm the type of player where usually the type of bands I'm in and things is there's a lot of vibration. I'm a loud player, and especially the snare drum, they'll undo themselves. And so a lot of times we leave a show and I'm packing up, there's one or two lugs on the floor. I'm like, oh my God. And it's not like you have time on a 3-4 hour show to work on this. You just can't work on it.
Yeah.
And so with these, usually there's just like a little kind of washer. It's just like a little O-ring looking plastic washer that's on there. But with these ones, it's got like a washer and then like a sleeve that goes down. And so it helps kind of lock it into place and keep it tighter so it more or snug so it doesn't back itself out. Since, thanks Rhino, by the way, sleeve washers. Since I changed all my drums to this company, I've never had one come out. 100%. I was like, this should come with every drum kit, every company, every single company should. It should be automatic because it's a value add to your drum kit.
You correct me if I'm wrong. Did you meet him through at the SJC event, or was that a?
No, he was there. I didn't know he was there, but he's a local Houston guy. He's one tour manager for the Descendants.
Oh,
one of my favorite bands of all time. And
you got to see that recently.
Yeah, yeah. We just connected.
Side stage.
And, yeah, it was so fun. That was so cool. Yes, I got the set list, and I got Bill Stevens to sign in. So I can show you a picture.
Is that one of the Circle Jerks?
Oh yeah, yeah. All of those guys. I took pictures with all of them.
Nice.
So, like the Adolescents were there. I'm like, oh my God! Like I used to listen to them so long ago. Like I just, it was so funny. Miss Moxie was laughing at me. She's like, you are like the giant Uber fan back here. I go, yeah. I was like, how often are you going to be at this? I'm only gonna be here one time. I'm like, I'm doing this whole thing. I don't care, you know. And so like after the show, I got to come out on the stage and take some pictures and see what they were doing, and it was super cool. And so
nice.
That was so fun. Oh my god. Yeah, we connected, and Rhino and I went and met for coffee, and he's such a cool dude. I swear I could listen to that dude talk all day. Like his stories, I love all those bands. It's like my childhood bands. I mean, I'm still listening to them. And so, man, he's telling me these stories on tour, and I'm just like this. And I couldn't even like, I go, hey, it's been like 2 hours at this coffee place. Like, these people are looking at us like, I think it's time to go. You know, where we kind of overstayed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, man, I could stay here all day. I'm like, oh, another thing too is what's cool is they don't just make them just white or clear. They have all different colors. So like, I just did, you know, the snare I just changed. I did all purple and clear. And so then I put clear on the other ones. And so I'm like, oh man, it's kind of like, you can customize it.
Dress them up.
Yeah. So, you know, let's say you want red or black, you know, there's all kind of, I'm like, oh man, it's like those little things, man. I'm telling you, that was such a game changer. You just get so used to doing things a certain way that you don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
And that one just sort of came on, and it was kind of like the shoes. I'm like, man, if you don't ask, you don't know. And it's just it's so bad. I just feel like, man, these three companies, I was
lucky. I was so impressed that you, when you came back, that you had all that, you had gathered that information. Again, we see this all the time. We see the people that just want to go there and be in the mix. You go there and you get shit done.
Just trying to learn.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
These guys are, you know, the pros, they're doing all this too. And I'm like, hey man, what's your perspective? Because I want to hear it. I want to hear their stories. Yeah. Ask questions. I must have asked 1,000 questions when I was there. You know, man, it was so cool. There's so many cool people.
How else are you going to learn?
Yeah.
That shit's just not going to fall on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that event was really cool. I had my nephew there, Duke, and when they took a picture of all the drummers.
Is that Kurt's son?
Yeah. They took a picture of all the drummers out there, and I go, hey, can I have Duke with me? Because, you know, Duke's a drummer. And did I ever show you the video of him playing Back in Black? Oh, man. He's 4 years old.
It turns up here.
Oh, my God. It's so cool. He does double hand cymbals. It's so awesome. I'm like, he's got it.
So a little context here, boys and girls. Kurt is Turbo's twin brother, and his son is a drummer, but Kurt's actually a great guitar player, great singer. They were in many, many bands together, as you've heard before here on and we got to meet him in Southern California. So Chad, top of your list, you gotta go get an endorsement right now. Who are you contacting?
I would like to talk to Tech 21. I've been using their bass Virig V2 for several years now, and it's been pretty freaking reliable. You know, I definitely have some feedback for them as for things that I would do to improve it. There's like a button I would remove. There's a button that turns the EQ off and on, and like without it just sounds like crap. I don't know, maybe other guys have a lot of other things in their signal chain would want to turn that off occasionally. I never want it off because there's no, it kind of defeats the whole purpose of using it for me.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm trying to just switch channels, I'll accidentally turn the EQ off. I'm like, what the hell happened? I'm like, God damn it.
So you would talk to Tech 21 before Fender?
Fender, I think Fender's a bigger company. I would love to work with Fender.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Who was the first one you were in contact?
I mean, if it was just Noel's Bard, yeah.
What's your dream bass?
I really, gosh, I've gone back and forth between my old Jazz Standard and a few other ones that have active electronics. I really love those old Jazz Standard pickups, the passive electronics. I've never heard anything that sounds as good as that to me. It would be great to have an American-made, you know, Jazz Standard. I don't need much, you know. It would be kind of fun to have. I've heard about ones that have like electronics that switch back and forth between passive and that. I never tried that. I'm curious to see what that would sound like. I do have a Jazz Deluxe Anniversary Edition I bought many years ago that I've gone back and forth on.
Yeah.
And it definitely has more punch. It cuts through really well. But every time I've gone back to it, after a while, I'm like, man, I really missed my standard jazz bigos, because that nothing growls like they do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm very set in my ways. When I find something I like, you kind of have to wrestle it out of my dead hands.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Fender would be great to work with. But Tech 21s, they're kind of the king of direct gear.
Yeah.
Inexpensive direct gear, too. I mean, the fly rig is, it only costs like $350 or something, and it's been great.
Excellent. So. Excellent.
Yeah, our tour manager is going to have a black eye, but next time I see him,
he's going to have a blueberry donut.
Keep it. No. I would never punish anybody like that. Thursday, Kima, Timo Toms. Friday, Little Rock, Arkansas. What the fuck? Makeup day. Saturday, Galveston, Tech. What? What? And then Sunday, Botanical Gardens, Houston. Thanks a lot. Remember, get those t-shirts. Let's sign up for Ireland in September. Blackguards.com for all your questions. And we're gonna have our Patreon pals. You're gonna be getting a song. We dug up some old recordings, and you're gonna get where we're gonna be sending a song your way. Love to see what you think about it.
Yeah,
we'll probably cut to this right now, but we're gonna review our brand new Sensaphonics in-ear bowls, personal ear bowls, thanks to Contrabalance in Woodlands, Texas. And we're just delighted to have you along for the ride. Cheers.
Yep, cheers.
I just pop in.
Turn that on. You can turn the back light up.
Sure.
There you go. We are southbound. Actually, we're westbound, but then soon to be south. And this is March 29th, 2024. Phenomenal piece of plastic in my ear. Both of them.
They just don't move.
Yeah. Mine too.
Unfortunately for Turbo, we only had two delivered today. Sad face.
That's all right.
But, oh my, what a tremendous upgrade in life. Yes, I mean, that was mind-bending. Mm-hmm. So much so that this is my review. First time with custom ear molds. And I have to say, that's about, Chad, you mind bleeping this? Tight as a... I don't know if I've ever had something as tight in... let's come in again. I don't know if I've ever had something shoved in my ear that deep, that felt so good. And it sounded top to bottom, every single frequency, clear as a bell.
Yeah.
What the hell were we doing until now?
Yeah, it's insane.
Thank you, Contrabalance.
Yes.
Wow. The highs were perfect and not too shrill. The lows were deep and rich.
Yeah.
The mids were singing. Everything was in there, its exact place. And that's just when we shoved it. And then I turned them on. No, that's... Anyway, Chad.
Yeah, I think we both said something like it feels like... What did you say? Like, I mean, it sounded to me like there was a sound, like a really great sound system, like in my head.
Yeah, my analogy was the Shure 215 that we had been using on their own, just out of the box, sounded like a transistor radio. Now with the custom in-ears, it sounds like a surround sound IMAX.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I'm not being, I'm good at exaggerating, I'm not exaggerating. That's brass tacks what it was.
It's funny because the things don't... You see, you're holding a piece of plastic in your hand, or whatever it is. I guess it's
like a silicone.
Silicone, exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's going to sound good. But yeah, once it's in there, and I was like kind of trepidatious about like, God, I hope this sounds good. And then when I first checked my vocals, I was like, oop. And then I turned my bass on, and I was like, oh my fucking God. Yeah, it's the tone that we've heard before, but we've never heard it this good. It's like kind of like going from like, another analogy, going from like, cassette tape to CD quality, you know, crank it up as loud as you want. It's not like, I've noticed that too. Like, I could have everything really loud and I could still hear everything distinctly. The definition and the clarity of every instrument. It's great. It's the way it should be. Probably the only way we could improve on it, as Patrick was saying earlier, is if we get a better, like the next step up and the Shure or whatever.
Yeah.
The actual in-ear, you know, drivers, the audio drivers.
I personally don't know if I know that it would improve.
I just don't know where it would improve sonically.
Right.
Because that was the biggest 10. That was the toughest 10 that you can imagine.
Yeah.
One being awful and 10 being paradise. That was magnificent.
Another one of the other great things, too, is Patrick was describing this earlier on the show. Patrick and I both had this thing that when we open our mouths wide to sing a long note, they'll come disengaged from your canal. And when that happens, you can't hear anything coming from your inner monitors. You'll hear the room again for one brief second. It's really, can be really disorienting. With these, that does not happen. And there are many moments while I was singing, I was like, wow, you know, I need to kind of relax and just let, because I'm so used to things going wrong when I go for certain notes that I'm tensing up. And it's like, I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, that was an eye-opening and an ear-opening experience.
Yeah.
My vocals tonight, now I'd be interested to hear a recording from the board tonight.
Yeah.
Because I didn't change the levels in my mix. So my vocals were very, very loud, and my guitar and the bass and the drums, everything was kind of very, very secondary, distant secondary, you know. So the vocals were, so I was trying new stuff tonight on the vocals, and in my head it sounded like I nailed it, but the tape will tell a different tune, I'm sure. Very interested to see what happens there. Our great thanks to Jerry, to Sarah, to the wonderful staff, and all our great friends in Hibernia. We always have a ball. We always enjoy the shit out of this place.
Why, thank you very much.
If it's your first time, I'm just joking. We know every single one of you.
And it's a ways off, but August 9th, we're going to be back at Hibernia in Little Rock, Arkansas, with award-winning, the master, poet extraordinaire, songwriter, maestro, Mr. Gene Reed. He's going to be playing with us. So he's not just a local legend, he's a national treasure. Gene Reed will be playing with us on August 9th. Really looking forward to that. If you can be in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 9th, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's going to be a big night. It's August 9th. If you look on your calendar, it's the day Jesus lost his cell phone. And it's also my birthday. So we're going to have a big... I'm only joking. It's not my birthday. Jesus and I, we just have a lot in common. We just haven't found anyone other yet. But anyway.
And then Hot Springs, Arkansas the next night, August 10th. Coming at you.
Thank you. I just thought it was so funny. Can I say that one thing? We were sound checking.
Yeah.
And you guys got them in. And I know it's like ultra quiet, you know, because you guys aren't listening. You're talking to each other and we're all talking. That's for so loud. I was just laughing. I couldn't help it. I didn't want it to stop. I was like, yeah, I'm going to say they're quiet. Everything. They're fine. I just...
You should have filmed video of us talking to each other.
It was like one of those small victory moments where I'm like, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Let's also insert here, right now, Blackguards have a hot rod. We have a hot rod.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
This insert clip here, Mr. Falcon. What a thrill. Our friends in Little Rock, who we've been talking to forever about this, showed up today with this massive hot rod on the back of a trailer in the parking lot of Hibernia on Rodney Farm Road in Little Rock, Arkansas. And check it out. Oh my God, we're so happy. So happy. We got to sign it. We got to sit in it. We got to leave a little stain on it. Ladies, fun, fun, fun. What a day. What a great day.
I was like at a loss for words.
Just, yeah.
What is happening?
Hot Rod Blackguard. Love it. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for telling your friends. Thanks for putting a fucking number on it. A fucking comment. Hey, cheers.
I don't really call those things.
And Chad's on his knees. Give him a big hand. Let's go. That's how I met him. That's how I met him. 20 years ago. Put your hands together for Turbo on his ass. We met him right now 2 years ago.